Cross corner. Hope everybody's living their best life right now. You know what I mean? Positive vibes, law of attraction, all that good shit. I'm back home. I've been on tour for like, a couple weeks. I don't know, maybe three. Been going to some cold places, you know what I'm saying? Snow everywhere on the ground. Just came back from Chicago. Snow piled up. That ain't for Cali boys, man. We don't really get down like that, feel me? It's all good, though. I love the connection. I love seeing the people. I love taking pictures. And, I love listening to the guys rap. I like to put their raps up on my Instagram. So every city I go to, I film rappers rapping to try to give them a piece of my platform so they can, hopefully get new fans and followers and more exposure to their music. So you can go to my Instagram, King Crooked, and see these talented guys. We can't complain about rap being whack. We got to do something about it. I'm from the era to do something. Yeah, I mean, we going to do something about it. We ain't going to just complain. So I put together platforms. I build platforms for people to do their thing. King Crooked, Instagram, check them out. Anyway, I went on Twitter yesterday and I said, tell me one honest criticism of your favorite rapper. So some people was like, yo, M is my favorite rapper, but I do not like rock influenced beats that he raps on. Yo, Nas is my favorite rapper, but I do not like his live show. He's boring. Yo, Crook, you're my favorite rapper, but I do not like the fact that I can't go into the club and hear Crooked. You need to make more bangers for the club. Okay. Noted. Now, somebody was like, Tupac is my favorite rapper, so I lean up in my chair. I'm listening. That's my favorite rapper too. What he rhymes the word enemy and Hennessy too much. He rhymes them too much together in too many songs. That's true. Well, so I could deal with that. But he's still the GOAT. I'm like, yeah, he's still the GOAT. So I start thinking, I used to have a criticism of Tupac. My criticism of Tupac was, when I listen to his music, especially in headphones, when you can hear everything, there comes a time in a song where you're doing backgrounds, background vocals. And these background vocals are supposed to line up with your main vocal. So your background and your main line up perfectly. So that means you're saying the same sentence twice and recording it perfectly to align with one another. Okay? I'm on my way to the house. Then that means the next vocal should say, I'm on the way to the house. But he would say, I'm on my way to the house. And then the second vocal would say, I'm on my way to the crib. And that would just irk me, because it would be two different words ending the bar. And that would irk me. But then I started thinking about it. And I started listening closer and closer and closer. And I would hear all kinds of things that was all over the place. But I said, wait a minute. That's how it's supposed to be when you see death around the corner. When you think people are coming to take your life, could probably walk straight into the studio and take your life from you while you're in the booth. That's the energy you're supposed to have. It's all over the place. Your life is not calm, kicking it, chilling. Your life is, yo, I got to get my messages out to the people. I got to get my music out to the people. I got to get as much of me out there as I possibly can before it's over, because I feel death around the corner. And when I think of it from that perspective, it makes perfect sense that things were all over the place, that when you hear it, you just hear something way totally different than something manufactured in plastic and perfectly wrapped in gift wrap with a bow on it for the listener. No, this is real life, crazy energy, death in the air. He put that in a bottle. And when you listen to it, you understand that everything he's saying is real. It's not fake. It's not for entertainment. It might entertain you, but it's real. So I took that criticism off the table upon. And I especially did it when I felt death around the corner. Because that whole time in my life that I'm glad is gone, it gave me a different energy in the booth.